Extension still vital to all. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think for Tennessee Extension that we're strong and our future is very good. We have a strong heritage. We're making the plans and preparations we need to be strong into the future. I think it's all bright.
The University of Tennessee Extension Service is still the one place that farmers and all consumers can go in each county to get the information they need or solutions they need for almost anything. Dean of Extension, Dr. Robert Burns.
You know, we in Tennessee have held on to our county-based educational program delivery model, and I think that's key, and I think it's the way we need to continue in the future because we have that connectivity with local communities to meet their needs in that community.
Dr. Burns was named Dean of UT Extension last year and says he's honored to lead the effort of the Extension Service as it reaches out to a number of individuals and groups to make Tennessee a better place to work and live.
Of course, our programs will always have strong agriculture programs. We also have natural resources programs, an excellent family and consumer sciences program that really addresses the social determinants of health for the residents of the state of Tennessee. And of course, our 4-H youth development program. We still maintain the largest club-based 4-H program in the country with over 183,000 active 4-Hers. So I think things are good. Our future's bright. I think our county-based model is the correct way to go and looking forward to what we're going to do in the next decade.
Dr. Burns says the Extension Service continues to try and develop new and innovative ways to educate our youth, and one new program will ultimately reach inner city children in Memphis.
We have an exciting new K-12 STEM program that's operational now at Lone Oaks Farm, and that program, what we've seen is we believe we can serve up to 30,000 children a year in a STEM program at Lone Oaks Farm that'll come primarily out of that Shelby County area. Now, many of them may not be 4-Hers, but they will be youth that will be educated in STEM programs and gain an appreciation for agriculture and where our food comes from in that process.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.